The criteria for it is, first of all, is you have to be exceptionally talented. We are looking for people who are going to make a career and a success in their respective fields. It's been largely performance arts, so musical theatre, singing, instrumentalists, dance, but it is arts in the widest sense. So we also have on our books fine art students, fashion designers, digital designers in the arts world. And so it's quite wide ranging. I mean, currently this year we have 17 students on our books, and we gave them £65,000. We're just currently in the application process for next year, and I'm expecting it to be about the same. Unlike other people that give bursaries, we don't give a fixed amount. We tend to look at the needs of the students. And the object being is to try and level the playing field. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the more well-off parents can send their children wherever they choose. But for some, our funding can be the difference between whether they can actually go or not.
And so are they allowed to get help from government sources via a loan or grant as well, or would it be purely from ArtsAid?
As part of our service, increasingly we've become an advisory function for the students, because they are entitled to student grants. But the level of fees can vary from the institutions that some of our students go to. So, for instance, if the standard fee grant is £9,250, some of the institutions are twice that. So student grants doesn't necessarily cover the full cost. And obviously, the level of student grants, does a full maintenance grant cover all the accommodation and travel costs, etc.? Probably not. Most parents usually have to dip in some way. And obviously, maintenance grants, they reduce quite quickly, so that you don't have to be on a great deal of salary before you don't get any maintenance grants. So we take a holistic view of the students and see what they're getting from grants, making sure they're getting the grants they're entitled to, because in the past we've had kids who have been told that their course or their institution isn't eligible, but actually they are. So we've sent them back to the Department of Education and they've managed to get at least their fees paid. Mm-hmm. We look at other bursaries that they're getting, and then we look and see what the shortfall is between what they need and what they've got. And we try and then make our awards of a level which are meaningful and which go, quite a way to filling that shortfall. And as I say, in some cases, it can be the difference between being able to go or not go.